This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Parent Garden Club, it's Sunday, and we're getting a little drizzle out there. Let's hope it gets heavier to turn things green, because fall is for planting. And joining us this morning is Art Cockett from the Bonide Lawn and Garden Company. And he's going to give us some ideas on how we can rejuvenate our lawn. And I know a lot of you, your lawn looks like mine. It looks like a brown paper bag. And the only thing that's green is a little bit of crabgrass that's come in. So we need to work now to rebuild the lawn, get it ready, get it thick, so that in the spring we'll be ahead of the game. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Survived the trade show and learned a lot about some of the new products that you have coming out for next year, and really excited about it.
Yeah, it was good to see you this week, and looking forward to some of the new things we have to offer for next year.
Yes, exactly. Now, fall is for planting, but it's also a time to rebuild your lawn. And for the average homeowner, what do you recommend that they do? The lawns are brown, there's still a few weeds. In the next few weeks, we'll have moles and voles in the lawn. So what are the steps that we should be doing to rebuild and protect in the weeks to come?
Well, there's a lot going on with the lawns in the fall. I actually think of this as the beginning of the year, because the things that you do now will make it all happen for next year. So again, rather than thinking starting in the spring, I say start in the fall and get that lawn in shape for next year. The first step would be to assess the situation and see just exactly what you need to do, whether you have, you know, major issues that make for a lot of work, but need to get done, or if you have, minor problems and not too much that you have to do. In the way of weed control, if it's just that, or if you need to plant grass seed, and whether you need to renovate the entire lawn or just take care of certain locations. So there's a little different strategies based on just how bad the situation is. But this year, after the drought that we've seen through most of the Northeast and a lot of the country, I've seen a lot of lawns that are in rough shape and really need some serious attention. For those lawns, you know, to me the best thing is to overseed the lawn after using an aerator or use a slit seeder. The aerator is the one that takes out the plugs, and you can get you can rent a machine that'll do that, or you can get an item that takes the plugs out that you can pull in the back of your garden tractor. Be sure to get the one that removes the plugs rather than just pokes a hole, and then it leaves the plugs on top of the ground. You don't need to rake those up. And then you can overseed, and the grass seed will get in the holes. It'll touch on those plugs that are on top of the soil, on top of the ground, because you need seed to soil contact. That's the most important part of getting the seed to germinate, because that way the seed can take up the moisture. If Mother Nature cooperates, and we do get that rain you were talking about, through the fall as we normally do, that's really, makes it that much easier than it does in the spring to plant the grass seed, because you don't have to be quite on top of things as much with the watering. So overseeding, if it's a major problem, using a split seeder or an aerator. The split seeder is the machine that pushes the seed down in the soil. And you can do it over the top of an existing lawn, and it doesn't damage the lawn as it is. What you're doing is adding more seed, and then the idea is to encourage that seed to grow better, using the starter fertilizer now, and then, of course, fertilizers in the spring, so that the grass outcompetes the weeds, okay? So if you're seeding the starter fertilizer, our product Turf Turbo, which is a fast-acting lime, would be very important to make the fertilizer work better. Now's the time to do all that. If it's a small area that you're worrying about, it's a matter of raking up any dead matted material, and then you can, rake in a little soil or peat moss, add, use the grass seed with the appropriate, whether it's full sun and shade or dense shade, that type of thing, or if you have a traffic situation or, a lot of folks after this year might want to plant a drought type of grass seed, which of course Bonide has all that. But anyway, if you're doing small areas, you want to get that seed to soil contact. So you need to use peat moss or a compost or something, or there's products that are made to put on top of seeds to hold moisture. Again, the starter fertilizer is key to encourage the root growth. It's different than the kind of fertilizer we use in the spring for the top growth. And again, the lime product or our Turf Turbo that works with much less. You have to put much less on, and it works really better. But to address the pH is important. So now's the time to do all that, whether major or minor. If your lawn is in reasonably good shape, maybe you just need to do a little weed control. And fall is actually a great time to use the broadleaf weed killers, like our Weed Beater Ultra, for an example. And that one can be used late into the season because it works in cooler weather, down to 45 degrees. But because of the nature of the way plants take up the product, it works really well in the fall because it's moving it absorbs through the leaf and moves into the root system and kills root and all systemically. So fall is actually a wonderful time to use broadleaf weed killers, even a weed and feed. You think of that as the second step of the four-phase application methods, but it works great in the fall if you have a weed issue. Remember, damp lawn, no rain, put it down so it has a chance to absorb into the leaf surface before it gets rained on a day or two. And so the weed killer products work wonderfully in the fall. So if you have a major problem, I suggest the aerating and seeding or using the split seeder. If it's a minor problem, you can treat situations individually, areas, and seed those with, raking out dead thatch or matted materials and adding something to hold moisture. Or if it's just a matter of weed control, fall is the time to do that. So that probably hits it pretty well on the seeding.
Right.
Paul, if I have time, I'll continue with talk about molds and such, or do we have to take a break or anything?
No, we're all set right now, but, the one thing that people should realize, and it's something that I really didn't know how important it was, that if by using your Turf Turbo, you will raise the pH so that it's not as acidic, and that a lawn that has a lot of acidity is more likely to have weeds and crabgrass. And that's something I never really knew. And with the research that you have done, the information that you have given us, you know, it really is important to use lime in your Turf Turbo. Is a fantastic product. I can remember when I first started working in the gardening industry that if you had 10,000 square feet of lawn to put lime, you had to buy 10 50-pound bags. So you're applying 500 pounds of lime and waiting 6 months for it to work. And then you came out with the Turf Turbo, and you're taking one bag, and you're treating 5,000 square feet, and you wait 2 to 3 weeks to get results. So it's a much, much better product, and it will improve the quality of your lawn, along with all of the other things that you've been telling us.
The Turf Turbo really does quite a bit, as Paul mentioned. The we've always talked about, when we do talk about pH, the turf, the lawn, the grass actually requires or does best at a pH of 6.5. And the lower the scale, the more acidic it is, and the weeds prefer more acidic soil. So when the pH isn't where it should be, the weeds thrive and the grass doesn't. So by bringing the pH up to the 6.5, and it may need even more than those 10, 50-pound bags that you require to raise the pH that you mentioned. To get the pH where you need it to be, the lawn, again, will out-compete the weeds. That's the goal here.
Exactly.
To keep that lawn healthy.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternatives. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Art Cockett from the Bonide Lawn and Garden Company. And we've quickly gone over what you should do to repair your lawn and to get a green before we get into the late fall and winter months. But also, at this time of the year, we start to have visitors in our lawn, the moles and the voles, and they also get into our perennial beds, and they'll eat plants like hosta, daylilies, our hybrid lilies, and a lot more. Plus, they'll dig up your lawn looking for Japanese beetle grubs. And we want to get them out. So what does Bonide have that will take care of that problem for our gardens as well as the lawn?
Okay, Paul. We have a product called Molmax. And first, to make a little distinction between moles and voles, moles are meat eaters and voles are vegetarian. So the moles are the ones that are in your lawn going after the insects, particularly the grubs in the fall, but others as well. They may be even going after earthworms. So they could be in your lawn for a variety of reasons, and they do quite a bit of damage. Voles are the little guys that eat the roots of the plants, the hosta that you mentioned, or I knew a guy that planted a big tulip garden for his wife, all pink, and I think, what, only one of them came up, Paul? And it was a vole that got in there to do that.
Yeah, I planted 50 tulips and only one bloomed.
So that was the vole that took care of that rather than the mole. So when we use the Molmax for voles, it's in the perennial gardens. It's in the flower beds. They do a lot of damage through the fall and then through the winter as well, because they often nest in the perennial garden. They're the ones that do damage to small trees in the wintertime or juniper beds. They actually eat the bark right around the base of the tree. They're crawling under the snow looking for something to eat, but they're above ground. And find young trees, and they'll girdle the tree. All they have to do is take some bites around the tree, and it'll kill it because the plant you know, vascular system won't work properly. But you can take care of that by putting down the Molmax, you know, a little later on in the season. The mole problem is usually a little earlier than, you know, much earlier than that. That'll be coming pretty soon here if it hasn't already started for you. I mean, sometimes I've seen it all summer, but when we get a little moisture and the ground softens up a bit here, you'll see the trails where the soil is raised up a bit. And, you know, what it's really doing too is it's ripping the grass such that the roots of the grass are not really in the soil anymore. So they dry out and those trails, you know, the grass dries out and you get a trail of dead grass. The Molmax is one way to take care of that. And of course, my usual recommendation is be sure to push them, off your property. Don't, keep them in your property because it's a repellent. So you need to start near your house and move them away. So, start with a wide band, 30, 40 feet around your house. You can put it down with a fertilizer spreader. It comes in a 5,000 square foot bag, 10-pound bag. Also comes in a shaker for small areas. But, start near the house. Let it rain or water it in, and then the moles will start to move away. And then you might go push them again with another concentric circle, and then keep pushing until they go off your property. So I like to describe it this way so that, you know, you don't get the idea that it's a good idea to start preventatively to apply the Molmax around the outside perimeter of your property because you'll actually keep them in rather than pushing them out. So Molmax is the product. It's all natural. It's, again, good for moles and voles. We have a liquid version of it as well. You prefer to do it with a hose end. There's loads of information about our Molmax and all of our other products on our website. That's bonide.com, www.bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E. If you want to check out Molmax and any of the other products we've talked about today, or we really have a lot of great information on that website. How to solve problems and where to find the products and things like that. So,
yeah,
and bonide.com.
And the thing that's nice about the Molmax is it's a natural product. You're using castor oil. And when the voles and the moles dig in the ground, they get it on their fur. They clean themselves and they get the runs. And they're smart enough to know, I'm not going to go back there. So you don't have to worry about dogs and cats picking up one of these critters and getting poisoned. Great product. Thank you, Art.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you picked up some ideas. Fall is for planting. And I know a lot of you are going to be planting your tulips, your daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths. And as I told you, I just happened to tell them at the trade show, I had planted a bed of 50 pink tulips. So my wife was a surprise. Well, the surprise was on me. In the spring, one tulip came up. And I dug in the ground and found a big hole where the voles got in there and they ate the tulips. So if you're having a problem with animals like chipmunks, squirrels, and voles eating crocuses or tulips, they won't eat daffodils, they won't eat hyacinths, and why they know that it's poisonous to them when it comes from Holland, I don't understand. But they won't touch them. So if you want tulips and you want crocuses, get some of this Mole Max and set your bulbs in the ground, sprinkle the Mole Max in between and in the soil that you cover them, and that will keep them so that they don't destroy your bulb bed. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up first?
First of this hour, we've got Connie from Maine. She's got a question about her herbs and another question about her hydrangeas.
Okay, Connie, good morning. How can we help you with your herbs today?
Yes, I have a large rosemary plant that's probably 5 years old that I put out for the summer, and it's thriving. And also I have several other herbs. And I was just wondering, I'm about to bring them in, and I'm wondering, is it safe to spray them, you know, to keep the aphids and things off of it, and then use it to eat, or should I not spray it, or should I use soap and water, or what?
Okay.
What I do is I don't like to use any insecticide on things that I could possibly be eating.
Right.
I don't want to take a chance.
Right.
So what I use is a product called All Season Oil.
Okay.
And All Season Oil is made by Bonide, the people we were just talking to.
Okay.
It's made from a paraffin-type wax.
Okay.
And the house plants that I put on my deck for the summer, before I bring them in, I'll tip the plant on its side, spray all of the foliage underneath, stand it up, and spray all the foliage on top. And it's, again, like a liquid wax. When it hits the adult, it covers them, plugs up all the pores on the insect's skin, and basically will smother him. If the insect has laid eggs, and aphids, they're laying eggs continuously, the egg, once it's coated with this all-season oil, it plugs up the pores in the shell of the egg, and it will prevent it from breathing, and it will kill the egg, the young, and the adult. There's no smell. It's all organic, and it does a great job. And if during the winter they should return, I just take a quart bottle mister. I mix it up according to the recommendations. I miss the tips where the aphids are and underneath the leaf, and they're gone. And that way, with the windows closed, I'm not breathing any of the toxic fumes, and I'm not eating any of the insecticides that could be in the foliage of your herbs.
Right.
And then all I do when I cut it, I rinse it under warm water. The warm water will dissolve that that paraffin wax. It will go down the drain, and then I use it on salads and spices and whatever.
Right. Also, I have a beautiful endless summer hydrangea, which has stopped blooming. I've got two blooms this year, and my daughter has the same problem in Vermont, and hers was just covered with blooms a few summers ago, and now she's getting the same thing.
Yep.
And should we be feeding them, or what could be causing this? Because they're very, very healthy, and neither one of us cut. I mean, I know you're not supposed to cut that the new growth comes off of the old sticks that you see in the spring, so it hasn't been trimmed or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem that we had last year, and it even affected the roses on Cape Cod. And, I mean, Cape Cod is like the target area where you will find more hydrangeas than any place in New England. It's almost like, you know, part of the Cape. And they had the same problem. And the reason was a dry summer, which we've had again this year. They had no snow cover. And last year, my house in Maine here, we got 26 inches from November until March. And what happens is when there's no snow cover, you get a nice sunny day, you get a little bit of wind, and as the wind blows across your yard, it's dry. And it will pull the moisture out of azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, boxwood, rose bushes, and hydrangea. And then the little branches begin to die back,
because they're dehydrating. The ground is frozen. The roots can't replace the missing water. And the tips begin to die. And on the tip is where all of your flower buds are.
Right.
So this year, what you need to do, buy it now while you're thinking of it. Around Thanksgiving, when things have cooled down, spray your hydrangea. The buds, the stems. If you have a rose bush, spray all of the canes with wilt proof or wilt stop.
Yep, I've used that before.
And if you can use that, that's going to help a great deal to prevent dehydration and your buds from drying out.
So you just spray it once around Thanksgiving?
I do mine twice. I'll do it as soon as the foliage comes off, which may be around Thanksgiving some years, and then if we get a nice day in January where the temperature gets to be like 40, 45 degrees, I'll spray them again.
Okay.
And with that double application, they should be fine.
Great. Oh, thank you so much. I love your show.
I thank you. But the thing we need is 3 feet of snow.
I know. We had too much the winter before.
Yeah, the winter before we had 110 inches.
Yeah.
And last year we got 25.
I know.
And I was looking at the Farmer's Almanac, and, you know, they're not bad. They're predicting a winter with a lot of snow.
Oh, I hope they're right.
And if we can get a lot of snow, I mean, it will help the holly, the rhododendron, the azaleas, all of your broadleaf evergreen. It will help all of your fruit trees, your berry bushes. It's insulation, and that's why we need snow cover.
Right. Absolutely. I'm with you.
Well, you have a great weekend. And enjoy the weather. And if you get a chance, some of the apple orchards are now open. And people are picking. And next week is Johnny Appleseed's birthday. So if you get my newsletter, the entire newsletter is about apples. How to grow them. All the different varieties and what they use for. I have music about apples and a recipe to make the best apple crisp that you have ever had, all in next week's newsletter. So that if you don't get the newsletter, go to paulparent.com. Click on newsletter, put in your email address, you'll get it on Thursday, and again, the whole newsletter is about apples, how to care for them, what to feed them, what to spray them with, and all of the different varieties, and a story about Johnny Appleseed. He comes from New England. That's where he grew up, and he moved west planting apple trees. Check it out. If we can help you, give us a call right now, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patricia from Massachusetts. She's got a question about some seeds and her vegetables.
Okay, Patricia. Good morning. How can we help you with your seeds?
I have some questions about seeds.
Okay.
Can you buy seeds in a store that'll be expired before next spring and still grow them? And can you also save any seeds from your own vegetables to grow in the spring? And if so, if any of those, what do you recommend for soil?
Okay. Some of the vegetable seeds can be kept over.
Okay.
The germination may not be as good, but you'll still have enough germination to make it worthwhile. I mean, they found corn in the pyramids, and they had been in there for 1,000 years or more, and they germinated. But, you know, some particular vegetables may not germinate very well when they become over a year old. And that's why when you buy a package of seed, it's stamped with the date on it. Now, okay, if you're saving vegetables seed from the garden, let the vegetable get as large as possible, like pumpkins and squash, cucumbers. And then when they're really large, cut them open and dry them for next year.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
For weeks now, I've been telling you about natural alternative organic mosquito, tick, and flea control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternative's parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Brian from New Hampshire. He's got a question about soil testing.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden
Club. Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions here. I was tentatively going to be reseeding my front, which was a lawn. I dug a lot of it up, so it's like replanting a new lawn. And given the drought conditions, I thought twice about that. But needless to say, I said I'll get my soil prepared anyway. So I went out this morning and did a pH test, and expecting, being in New Hampshire, that it might be acidic. And to my surprise, it showed that my dirt, this soil, is actually alkaline. It almost matches the chart on the little kit I got.
Right.
Now, my question is this. I dug in two different places, 4 inches down with a little shovel. I put it in a plastic bag, shook it up to get an average soil. And the only thing that the kit says, it says if you can use distilled water, do so. Well, I didn't have any distilled water. I used bottled water. Okay.
Yep.
So my question is, the fact that I put the soil in a plastic baggie and then I used bottled water, could have that affected this accuracy of this test? Or?
No. No. I've done many, many soil tests in my days, and I've always used regular tap water, and I've never had a problem. So what did,
okay,
what was the reading?
Well, I'm up in the real, I mean, put my glasses on here. The chart shows you to be 8.0, and I'm about a perfect color match. It's almost a deep blue-green on this chart, at least.
Now,
it surprised the heck out of me, you know?
Yeah. Now, when did you lime last?
I think this spring I probably did with Magi-Cal, you know?
Okay.
Well, then what I would do is just when you get ready to plant your seed, don't add lime because your pH is higher than normal. And what's going to happen during the fall, the winter, and the early spring when the rains come back, the acidity that's coming out of the air, the pollution is acidic.
Okay.
That will be washed into the soil. The roots from your trees are going to make the soil more acidic.
Okay.
And some of the fertilizers are going to make it a little bit more acidic. So for now, all I would do is just put down a seed starter fertilizer, your grass seed, forget the lime, and then next fall, before you get ready to put the garden to bed and the lawn to bed, retest it. But for now, everything is fine.
Now, I have Pearl's Premium, okay, and I've used it in my backyard last year as a tester, and it seemed to be pretty good. They say something about putting down gypsum if your grass, if your soil is alkaline.
Do you would you put down gypsum if you have clay?
Okay.
What gypsum does, and it's a great product, gypsum is basically sheetrock. Okay, that white powder that they make sheetrock.
Okay.
And you apply it, and it coats the particles of clay so that they cannot stick together, and it will improve the drainage. And I'm telling you, I used it in my vegetable garden. And I was growing carrots about 4 inches deep, and then they'd fork. And I wasn't getting these long, skinny, tapered carrots. And I put the gypsum down. It broke the clay apart, and now my carrots are nice and long. I applied gypsum every single fall, from the road up as far as the snow plow will throw the snow. Because when they plow the snow, they're taking the road salt to prevent the roads from icing up, pushing it off the road onto your lawn, and when spring arrives, the grass is all dead. So by putting down garden gypsum along the side of the road, probably in about 10 feet, you open up the soil. When it begins to rain, it will flush the salt out of the root zone of your lawn, and your lawn will stay green, will stay healthy, and that way there's no damage by all of the rock salt. But you don't need it for your lawn if there's no clay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.